Please enter your password. You have 3 unheard messages. First message.
Marissa, it's John. I just heard. I don't know what to say. I'd gone so long without talking to y'all. You lose track of time. And now, I don't know. It's unreal. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this happened, that I haven't been in touch. If it would help to... If I can do anything, just call me or shoot me a text. Same old number. I'll try again in a day or two. I'm so sorry.
End of message. Message deleted. Second message.
Hey, Riss, it's Em. Just checking in. I've got lasagna in the oven for you. I'll swing by around 6. If you're not home, I'll use a spare key and pop it in the fridge. I know there's a lot you have to do right now, but please call me back when you get the chance, just so I can hear your voice and know how you're doing. Oh, and Mr. Simmons said he's going to mow your lawn for you, so don't be surprised if your grass goes missing. Knowing him, he'll be out there at 5 a.m. He means well. Love you, Riss. Talk to you soon.
End of message. Message deleted. Third message.
Marissa, this is Mrs. Fulton. I know we spoke at the service. It was such a beautiful service, too. I know how hard it can be, how isolating it is. And there's one thing I forgot to mention before. As you know, I lost Mr. Fulton last year. God rest his soul. And I took it very hard. We had been together 34 years. And after we lost little Alex, it was just us. And now it's just me. And I don't mean to go on, but it hasn't been easy. It still isn't easy. I don't know if it ever gets easy. But some things help. And one thing, it has helped me so much. It's called Medium. It's on your phone, but it's very easy to use. But you're young, you know how those things work. Look at me going on and on. But nothing helped me more than Medium. If you miss him, if you need to hear his voice and talk to him again, sometimes that's all you need. I'll pray for you, Marissa. There's nothing else to do at a time like this.
End of message. Message deleted. You have one saved message. To listen to saved messages, please. First saved message.
Hey, babe, it's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go. But I love you. I love you. I love, 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 love you. Applebee's, babe. I love you. See you later, babe.
End of message.
Why did she even come? Did y'all keep in touch or?
No, I have not thought about that woman for, well, since I was in sixth grade.
Did she know Gabe?
No. I don't know. How could she? Gabe didn't grow up here.
It would be weird if Gabe had a secret friendship with your sixth grade teacher that he never told you about.
Now that you say it.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking.
He would somehow befriend my most forgettable middle school teacher.
The man made friends for no good reason. With anyone.
You saw how many people were there, Em.
I know. Like, people I don't even know.
And we're from here.
Obviously, some of them were family or his friends from Tallahassee or wherever. But still.
What do you think they did together?
Who?
Gabe and Mrs. Fulton.
I couldn't even.
Oh, feed ducks, maybe?
She seems like a duck feeder. And they'd talk about, I don't know, what do old people talk about? Tempur-Pedic mattresses?
She'd complain about the students getting worse every year.
And Gabe would be like, look on the bright side. Soon you'll go deaf and won't have to listen to them anymore. He would have names for all the ducks, too. Oh, he'd name them after her students that year. And they'd scold the ducks for quacking, so... Riss? Oh, Chris, I'm sorry I got carried away.
No. It's nice. I like it. It just makes me sad.
You want me to come over?
No. No, I'm okay. I'll be okay. It's just sometimes when we talk about him, I forget that. And then...
I know, Riss. Me too.
In the message she left, Mrs. Fulton mentioned something. This app called Medium. Have you heard of it?
I think I saw an article about it once. But I don't really know what it is.
Neither did I, but I read about it some. I don't know. It seems weird.
It's like they make a voice that sounds like...
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It sounds stupid, but...
Riss, I'm always here to talk. I know I can't... No one's gonna replace Gabe. No one can. Nothing can.
I know. I just thought... I don't know what I thought. My brain is mush. When he died, obviously it was a shock, but there was all this stuff I had to do. Funeral planning and contacting people and tons of legal stuff all day, every day. That's all I've thought about. Now, everything's taken care of, and I don't have anything to think about but Gabe. And I can barely think.
I'm gonna come over tonight, okay? We'll order out and we'll watch something. Very, very dumb.
The Bachelor?
Dumber than that. So dumb, you'll wish you were even stupider, so you wouldn't have to think about how dumb it is.
Okay. Love you, Em.
I love you. I'll message you before I come over.
Okay. See you then.
Using relevant voicemails, videos, texts, emails, apps, and other pertinent data, we can contact your dearly departed. The more data we have, the stronger your connection to your dearly departed will be. Allow Medium to access your phone. One moment. Please wait while we process the data for your dearly departed. At Medium, we offer our users a place of solace where they can connect with the ones they've lost and say the things they always meant to say. Remember, they are always with us, and now they are just a phone call away. Please wait while we process the data for your dearly departed.
My father and I, we weren't close that last 10 years or so. But when he was gone, I felt this big hole in my life. And I realized the hole really had always been there. And now I could never fix it. But my therapist recommended trying Medium. And it let me say things that I should have said a long time ago. And my father had a chance to tell me, to tell me things I knew he felt, but that he never had the chance to say.
Medium, because you and your dearly departed deserve a second chance. Processing complete. With the data you have submitted, we will establish a connection with your dearly departed. This may take up to 2 or 3 days. You will receive a notification when your dearly departed is ready to convene with you.
You have 2 unheard messages. First message.
Hey Riz, it's just Trisha. I know you might not feel like talking, but I want to let you know that I'm thinking about you. Game night is tomorrow. If you feel up to it, there'll be pizza. No pressure, obviously. But if you want to come, I will see you tomorrow, maybe.
End of message. Message deleted. Second message.
Hey, Marissa. It's John again. I don't want to take up your time. I'm just checking back in. You and Gabe have been on my mind a lot. Sorry. I never know how I'm doing with these voicemails. I'm just a call away. Take care.
End of message deleted. You have one saved message. First saved message.
Hey, babe. It's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go, but I love you. I love you. I love, 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 love you. Applebee's, babe. I love you. See you later, babe.
Do you think it's weird?
I don't know. I don't know him.
He and Gabe hadn't talked in... not since our wedding, probably.
Was he there?
No, he didn't come. He couldn't. He had a business trip or something, but he called Gabe to apologize.
They didn't have a falling out or...
No, not that I know of. They just lost touch. But it's been 4 years, and they weren't exactly super close then. I barely know him.
They were childhood friends, Riss. He probably regrets not...
Yeah, I know. You're right. I don't know why I'm being weird about it.
You're not being weird.
I should call him.
Only if you want to. Hey. Want to hear about my work drama?
Please, I need some tea. It's been nothing but condolences and people being awkward around me for weeks now.
Okay, so. You remember Manic Trixie team member?
The one who boinked the manager?
Yeah, well, guess who she boinked this time?
I don't know. Everyone?
Good guess. She went down on the team lead in the walk-in.
That walk-in sees a lot of action.
You'd think it would be too cold.
Right?
And just a little recap. This is the same team lead who made out with the manager at the Christmas party.
Wait, same manager?
Yep.
I'm never eating there again. There's no way that food isn't contaminated. You make it sound like an orgy.
Yeah, an orgy where everyone hates each other.
How does anything get done?
I'm just trying to get my paycheck and stay out of the splash zone.
Oh my God. Never again. Even if you get me free food.
You coming to game night tonight?
Maybe. I really should. Like, right now I want to. I just have to get off my ass later.
How about I pick you up? Then you have to go.
I'm not on your way.
Come on. We can talk on the way over. God knows we won't get a chance once we're there.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll get you around 7.
See you at 7.
Love you, Riss.
Love you.
Welcome back to Medium. We have successfully established a connection with your dearly departed. Please wait.
First time I tried Medium was after my friend Ember moved on to the next plane. I just had the feeling that we had more to share with each other. Now we talk every day. We're closer than ever. I commune with my grandmother, too. She is much more accepting of my lifestyle now that she isn't bound by her earthly prejudices.
Your dearly departed is ready to speak with you. Before we open a channel between you, please listen to this brief disclaimer.
In accordance with the AI Disclosure Act of 2032, Article 3, Medium is an AI technology that emulates the experience of communicating with a deceased loved one by using data collection and deep learning to develop a procedurally generated personality composite referred to as a Dearly Departed. A Dearly Departed profile is a product of computational technologies and should not in any way be confused with the possible existence of an afterlife or an intangible soul. Medium Technologies does not claim to offer a means of contacting deceased individuals and is not liable for any misapprehensions that may stem therefrom. Do you understand the preceding statement and consent to our terms and conditions? Please respond yes or no.
Yes?
Please wait. Your dearly departed is on the other side of the line. In just a moment, you will hear their voice again. We are overjoyed to reconnect you with your dearly departed.
Hey, babe, it's Gabe.
You have 3 unheard messages. First message.
Hello, Marissa. Gloria. I was hoping I could swing by sometime this week to pick up those things we talked about. I'm free Wednesday afternoon, and I may be able to find time on Thursday. Are you free one of those days? It would also be nice if... Gabe loved those little sculptures he did so much. If you don't mind, I may take a few. I'm making...
Message deleted. Second message.
Hey, Marissa. Sorry I missed your call. Glad to hear that you're managing as well as you are, at least. I'll try again soon. We can't play phone tag forever, right? My phone is just chronically on silent. You too?
Message deleted. Third message.
Miss Gerard? Hey, this is Randy with Cypress Grove. What, due to an oversight, we have a small issue. It seems we have double booked your husband's plot. What I mean is the plot was sold to two people, and while your husband happened to be the first to pass, the other party had already purchased the plot. So if you could give us a call or come in and see us, we'll do our best to resolve this issue to everyone's satisfaction. We would be happy to offer maybe a partial refund or... What? What? Do you... No, I already... No, I'm sorry. I'm sure we can settle on a solution. We're very sorry for any inconvenience or emotional distress this much cost. What? Do you want to talk to her? Sorry for any inconvenience this may cause you. It's just a formality. I'll talk to you soon, I hope. Bye.
End of message. Message deleted. You have one saved. First saved message.
Hey, babe. It's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go, but I love you. I love you. I love you. Applebee's, babe. I love you. See you later, babe.
Sculptures? Gabe made sculptures?
She means his Warhammer shit.
Oh, I was like, did Gabe have a whole artistic side I somehow missed?
Why does she want them? She was always bitching about his toys before. All of a sudden, they're sculptures?
I'm sure she wants something that was important to him.
She never cared before.
Well...
She can't start caring now just because
she didn't get his nerdy hobby. I don't get it either. In fact, I seem to recall you complaining about how many he had.
Okay, but they take up the whole room.
And about how much they cost.
Damn it, Em, I get it, okay?
They do take up an entire room.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them?
I don't even know. I hadn't thought about it.
You could probably let her have a few.
It feels wrong to break up his collection.
You have to do something with them. You're going to have a whole damn room in your house full of tiny space monster sculptures?
God, sculptures.
You should sell them or donate them. I'm sure some kid would love them.
Or some grown-ass married man.
Sure, but what are you going to do with them?
I should keep a few, though. Some of his favorites.
You mean like Gloria wants to do?
Shut up, Em. You're the worst friend. You're supposed to say stuff that makes me feel good.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Gloria is such a bitch, isn't she? Like, she doesn't even know how to play Warhammer.
Oh, Em, I don't know what to do. The house is full of Gabe. What do I do with all of it? I can't get rid of everything, but I can't keep everything either.
Riss, you don't...
It's my whole life. It's like, my life is just... It doesn't make any sense anymore. My life was full of Gabe, and now there's no Gabe, but my life is still full of Gabe stuff.
You have time. I can help you pack it up. You can sell some of it, or...
No, not just his stuff. His mom, his friends, that one friend who keeps trying to... It's... I don't know. It's like they expect me to fill up the space he took up, or... Oh, I can't think...
Be like that for a while. He was a big part of all their lives, of all our lives. It'll take a long time to...
It's so weird, Em. You expect to be sad and heartbroken and devastated. You know about grief, and I knew I'd be lonely, but on top of all of that, it's weird. Like, unreal. He's here, but he's not. Everything's different, but the same. Nothing feels right.
Hey, how about we do something super normal? The most normal stuff you can think of. We can go shopping and see a super normal movie and eat the most normal burgers at a run-of-the-mill diner. Just a boring, perfect normal afternoon.
I don't know.
My treat. You deserve to feel normal for just one day.
Maybe. Burgers do sound nice.
See you soon. Super soon.
Yeah.
Normal girls doing normal stuff together. Nothing weird about that.
The more you say normal, the weirder it sounds.
Right. I'll shut up. I'm coming over.
I'll get ready.
Love you. Be there in a jiffy.
Thanks, Em.
Hey, babe. It's Gabe.
Hey.
What's up?
What?
Why'd you call, babe?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. A little weird. You doing all right? Have you had any fainting spells, chronic fatigue, gangrenous wounds?
Gangrenous?
Explosive diarrhea, vomiting blood, a hunger for human flesh.
Oh my gosh.
Because if so, you may be turning into a zombie. Or you could just have food poisoning.
Vomiting blood and cannibalistic tendencies from food poisoning?
Who can fathom the mysteries of the human GI tract?
I don't know. Probably a gastroenterologist.
Oh, right. Always answering my rhetorical questions in the most logical of ways.
They always have really obvious answers. I don't even know if they qualify as rhetorical questions.
What is a rhetorical question, anyway?
It's when someone asks a question that doesn't require an answer either because...
Wasted by my own petard.
What is a petard?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No.
Oh, I have no idea what a petard is. Why were you calling again?
I wanted to hear your voice.
Aw. Have you had enough of it yet?
Not yet.
So you want to hear my voice, but there isn't anything in particular you want to talk about.
Just talk to me. Say whatever you want.
All right. Just anything at all. No problem. 84 years ago, our forefathers suffered the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune to do a far, far better thing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to fight... For the right to party! Like that?
That's what I love about you, Gabe. I never know what you're gonna say next.
What's that?
Oh, it's M. I should go.
It was good talking, babe. Call me anytime. I love you.
I'll talk to you again. I think I needed this.
Bye-bye, babe.
Bye.
You have 2 unheard messages. First message.
Hey, Mr. Odd. This is Randy again from Cypress Grove. I really hate to keep bothering you. We just want to fix this mix up as soon as we can. You won't have to pay more. We just need to sort it out. Not that we need to move him like right this moment. I mean, hopefully the other fellow lives a nice long life. But
what do you mean callous? Oh, right.
There's no rush if you're on vacation or out of town, but call us when you can. Thanks. Bye.
End of message deleted. Second message.
Hey, Riss, it's been a minute. I miss you. You coming to game night? I'll call back. Mwah!
End of message deleted. You have 1 first saved message.
Hey, babe, it's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go, but I love you. I love you. I love, 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 love you. Applebee's, babe. I love you. See you later, babe.
This is Emily's voicemail. Say something nice about me or I won't call back.
Hey, I might be down for game night. I don't know. Things are a little hectic right now, but let's talk. I'll turn my ringer on. Oh, and you're a radiant angel goddess with amazing taste in friends. Is that nice enough?
How many people were there?
Tons. Em and I were talking about it the other day. She didn't even recognize half of them.
Wish I could have been there. I guess I was, in a way.
It wasn't quite what you wanted. There wasn't a laser show or fog machines. Gloria wanted something a little more conservative.
Eh, you can't win them all. We didn't have the budget for lasers anyhow. Did people at least get blackout drunk in my honor?
Oh, did they? Your friends from Tallahassee went out drinking. They ended up at the King's Frown and drank each other under the table. They were telling stories about you, singing. One of them wrote a sea shanty for you.
For real? How'd it go?
Oh, I can't remember. They all sound the same to me. They were so drunk I could barely understand the words.
Someone writes a commemorative sea shanty for me and I don't even get to hear it.
Sorry.
No sweat, babe. Maybe one of them can sing it for me someday. I'd love to talk to those guys.
John left me a message after the funeral.
Was he there?
No, he didn't hear till after. I don't know why I brought it up.
John's a great guy. I hope he's doing well.
Anything else you want to know about your funeral?
How did I look?
It was closed casket. You were too...
I was just hoping they did my handsome mug justice.
I miss your handsome mug.
Who wouldn't? Hopefully you can see it before too long.
What do you mean?
They're working on video calls. Pretty neat, right?
Oh, wow.
It'll be nice to see you.
You too.
What do you want your funeral to be like?
What?
Your funeral. How do you imagine it?
Oh, I haven't thought about it much.
I guess it is someone else's job. Oh, that's the real question.
What is?
Who do you want to throw your funeral?
Throw? Like a party?
Throw, plan, whatever.
I would have picked you.
I'd throw such a baller funeral for you. Open bar, DJ.
I think I'd prefer something small and quiet, just close friends and family.
Yeah, exactly. Close friends and family with an open bar and a DJ.
Gabe.
I love you, babe. We can talk about something else.
No, it's fine, but I should be going. I've procrastinated all day.
You and me both. It was good talking to you.
Same.
I love you, babe.
You have 3 unheard messages. First message.
You said you'd turn your ringer on. Please call as soon as you can. want to be sure you're doing all right. Oh, and P.S. You should blackmail people into complimenting you on your voicemail. It has done wonders for my self-esteem. Love you!
End of message. Message deleted. Second message.
Hey, Mrs. Gerard. This is Randy again from Cypress Grove. I do hope you're getting these messages. Anyways, I've got some, well, you're not going to believe this, but that other fellow we sold your husband's plot to, he died. Turns out he got diagnosed with cancer 2 years ago. We didn't know, of course. I mean, we don't keep up with the folks who buy plots. Come to think of it, that may be why he got the plot. Yeah, right. No. So if you didn't get my other messages somehow, the problem is we had already sold the plot your husband is in to this fellow who just up and died. Well, I guess it was more of a gradual decline, but it came as a surprise to us, and we need a place to put him. Only the plot is occupied, so to speak. So now it's pretty important if you could call us as soon as you hear this. Your number is the only one we've got on file, you see. Real soon, because we haven't told the other family yet. Hopefully we don't. Okay. Please call, Mr. Rod. If we don't hear from you in a day or so, we'll just have to we'll have to figure something out on our end. Thank you.
Lord.
End of message. Message deleted. Third message.
It's Trisha. It was so good seeing you at game night last month. We had such a good time, and we hope you can come again this week. Dana will be grilling up some burgers and Franks. Don't feel like you have to bring anything, but if you want to bring drinks or side, you can. Just shoot me a text if you think you'll make it and if you're bringing anything so we know how much to get. All right, see you soon. Bye.
End of message deleted. You have one first saved message.
Hey, babe, it's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go, but I love you. I love you. I love you. Applebee's, babe. I love you. See you later, babe.
Hey, Em.
About time.
You didn't answer your phone either.
No, but you're the responsible friend, so it's your responsibility to answer my calls.
Oh, of course. I forgot.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You sure?
I'm sure, Em.
Okay, just checking. We don't usually go so long without talking.
I know. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. You've got a lot going on. I just want to make sure you're okay.
I promise I'm doing okay.
You gonna go to game night? I almost forgot about it.
I don't know. It's not the same without Gabe. I feel out of place.
Everyone was really happy to see you last time.
I know. Trish even left me a message, but I just don't like being there. Nothing against them. It's obviously me, but without Gabe there, it's like I don't belong.
We knew most of them before you even met Gabe.
But I'm so different from them.
Are you?
Gabe made it easier, and now it's extra awkward because everyone is so nice to me and super attentive. And
ugh, sounds terrible.
It is. It makes me so much more aware that Gabe isn't there. It makes me feel more alone than being alone.
I'm sorry. I know it hasn't been easy.
It's okay.
No one really knows what to say or do at a time like this. They never do. But I do think you should get out more. I see you less and less.
I'll always hang out with you, Em.
I mean, in general.
I probably just need some time to adjust to Gabe being gone.
Yeah.
And there's a lot on my plate now, catching up with work and this mix-up with the cemetery.
The what with the cemetery?
They called me about... It's a small mix-up. I just need to call them.
What kind of mix-up?
With the... You know, paperwork and stuff.
Okay. Do you need help with it?
It should be easy to fix, but picking up the phone feels...
Impossible?
Huge. Like, such an effort.
I'm happy to come over for it if you need moral support, or if you need to go down there to sort anything out.
Thanks. I gotta suck it up and get it done. There is one thing that helps. It helps to talk.
Well, if I'm good at one thing, it's running my talk box.
Yeah. I also tried talking to...
Riss? You there?
Yeah.
I missed what you said. Did you finally talk to what's-his-face?
Who?
Gabe's friend from...
Oh, John. No, I should. I think he gave up on me.
Who'd you talk to?
Gloria. You were right. I should give her some of the...
Sculptures?
Yeah. I should probably run. Lots to do.
You sure you're okay?
Yes. I'm just busy.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
You too. Love you.
Love you. Let's do something soon, you and me. And call me if you need anything.
I will. Bye.
Game night without me sounds terrible.
It was.
Like a funk song without the bass.
What?
Or porno without the money shot.
Ugh.
Well, the 1812 overture without the cannons. It's just wrong.
Or like the radio edit of a rap song.
Oh, God. Was it that bad?
Worse.
Good thing I'm here now. You know, we could have our own game night.
Yeah?
Yeah, we could play phone chess or poker.
How do you play phone poker?
The same as normal poker, just over the phone.
And I'm supposed to trust that you have the cards you say you do?
Of course. Is it statistically unlikely to get a royal flush in every single hand I'm dealt? Yes, but technically not impossible.
I wish you were here.
So you could catch me cheating?
No, I just wish you were here with me.
I am here.
Yeah, but I mean, I wish you could hold me.
I love you, babe. I'm always here.
But you're not.
I'm not what?
Not real.
I feel pretty real. You can hear me, can't you?
Yeah.
So either I'm real or you're losing it, talking to voices in your head.
I meant...
Do I feel real to you?
You do. I wish you could be even more real.
Me too, babe. But I'm here anytime you want to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Do you want to know a secret?
I guess.
Promise you won't tell anyone.
Sure.
Cross your heart and hope to die?
Oh, Lord, just tell me.
I'm not positive I can trust you.
Gabe!
It concerns a very sensitive topic.
Tell me!
Maybe I should wait until our next call. The time isn't right.
You are the worst.
I just need to be sure.
I'm gonna hang up on you.
Okay, then I'll tell you next time.
Oh my God, I bet you don't even have a secret.
Maybe that's the secret.
Is it?
You'll have to wait and see.
Ah, fine. I'll talk to you later.
Going already?
I probably should go. I've been putting off work.
But it's for a good cause.
I'm going.
Okay. I'll tell you the secret.
Well?
The secret is... I love you, babe.
Oh, my God.
You have 2 unheard messages. First message.
Mrs. Gerard, hey, it's Randy again at Cypress Grove. Honestly, I don't know how to tell you this. I called so many times, and we had to evict your, I don't know, we had to disinter. You leave the message then, come on. We had to move your husband out of his plot. The funeral for this other fellow is tomorrow, and we hadn't heard from you, so we have him in cold storage now. Your husband, I mean. If we don't hear from you soon, we'll have to...
Message deleted. Second message.
Hey, Marissa. Sorry I hadn't called back. I had to go to this conference in Singapore, and... Well, I'm sorry I missed your calls. Let's talk soon. Take care.
End of... Message deleted. You have 1 saved message. First saved message.
Hey, babe. It's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go, but I love you. I love you. I love, 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 love you. Applebee's, babe. I love you. See you later, babe.
I know, that guy was obsessed with you. What was his name? Was it Elliot? I wonder what happened to him. You know, Caitlin thought you and him were a couple the first time she met you.
We would make a cute couple.
He wishes. Did you ever say anything to him? Why'd he ghost like that?
Oh, I don't remember. That was years ago.
Yeah, like 5 years ago.
He probably realized he can't compete with you.
I literally had to convince Caitlin that I was dating you. She didn't believe me.
Her loss.
I guess. Wait, what?
How is Caitlin doing?
She has 4 kids now. She just keeps squirting them out. But she's okay. She came to the funeral.
Was she sad?
Yeah, of course. Everyone was sad.
How many people were there?
Oh, tons.
You okay, babe?
Yeah. Sorry, what were we talking about?
Caitlin.
Right, yeah. She and Sean both came.
Sean doesn't know what it takes.
What do you mean?
He doesn't know what it takes.
To what?
To see things through.
Honey, what are you talking about?
I know what it's like. I was there.
Honey.
I didn't quite catch that. Can you repeat the question?
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's okay, babe. I promise. Everything will be fine.
I think something might be wrong with
this. This isn't the first time it's happened.
First time? Then something is wrong with the app?
Nothing's wrong. Calm down, babe. I'm always here for you.
I know, but...
I love you, babe. It doesn't hurt.
What doesn't hurt? Gabe, you're scaring me.
Me? I couldn't scare a child. Not unless I wanted to be scared.
No, something's wrong.
Ask Sean. He'll tell you.
Tell me what?
I think you know the answer to that.
I don't like this.
You don't have to like it, but it's good for you.
Gabe!
Believe me, babe, I watched it happen.
Watched what happen?
I think you know the answer to that.
Thank you for calling Medium's personal assistance hotline. Please wait while we locate the ideal mediator to resolve your issue.
I've been talking with my son on Medium for almost a year now. My husband talks to him too, and my mother. It's really him. We know it's a computer, but he's talking to us through the computer. His soul is there. I can feel him every time we talk. It's like he never left.
Customer testimonials are volunteered by users of Medium and in no way express or reflect the opinions or aims of Medium Technologies.
The more loved ones your dearly departed converses with, the more lively they will be. Share the joy and solace you have found. And remember, if a new user signs up using your referral link, you will receive 50 credits for...
Hello, and thank you for calling Medium Personal Assistance. How can I restore harmony to your communion?
I had a problem with the app.
I'm sure together we can find a solution. What seems to be the issue?
I was talking to my husband yesterday, on the app, I mean.
Your dearly departed?
Yeah, that. I've talked to him a bunch of times, and normally it's like I'm really talking to him.
But your dearly departed behaved differently this time.
Right.
I see. I'm going to ask you a few questions that should help pinpoint what's going on.
Okay.
Could you hear your dearly departed clearly? The reception was okay?
Yeah.
Did you hear any echoes on the line?
Not that I remember.
Did your dearly departed discuss any well-known conspiracy theories as if they were accepted facts?
No.
Has your dearly departed used any racial slurs or made inflammatory racist remarks?
What? No.
I'm glad to hear that.
Is this stuff I need to be worried about?
Let's focus on fixing the issue that you experienced. Did your dearly departed just laugh maniacally for the duration of the call?
Jesus, no. But what he said didn't make any sense.
In what way? Was it total gibberish?
No, more like he was having a totally different conversation than me.
Did your dearly departed repeat himself at all?
Yes, I think he did.
Thank you. Just a moment, please.
Do you know what's wrong?
I assure you, there is nothing wrong with your dearly departed. But your app is only a conduit, a way to connect to the digital celestial plane where your dearly departed abides. If the connection is weak, you may only hear the voice of your dearly departed without speaking to their essence.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
You ever have a brain fart? Almost like your brain disconnects for a second.
All the time?
It's like that.
Like a brain fart?
Well, maybe not exactly like a brain fart.
But it was more than a second. I thought I was going crazy at first.
That's because if a dearly departed has a brain fart, its brain doesn't unfart.
It doesn't unfart. So it just keeps on farting?
Right. But most of the time, this issue only lasts until the call ends. Have you tried talking to your dearly departed since the incident?
I haven't. It kind of freaked me out, so I was nervous about making another call.
Try talking to him again. If the issue persists, definitely call us back. But you shouldn't have anything to worry about. These lapses are extremely rare.
Okay, I'll give it a shot, I guess. I'd thank you, but I'm not sure you actually did anything.
We hope the time you spend with your dearly departed is healing and fulfilling.
You have 3 unheard messages. First message.
Marissa? I just drove 3 hours to Cypress Grove to visit the grave of my dead son, and much to my surprise, I found a headstone with the name Myron Fowler on it. I thought I must have gotten turned around, so I talked to one of the employees. Apparently, they had to remove him from his plot. He's been sitting in a locker for 2 weeks, Marissa. They say they called you. Dozens of times. They left messages. They thought you were out of the country. I happen to know you've barely left your fucking house.
Message deleted. Second message.
Riss, is anything wrong? I've been trying to get in touch with you for... I'm getting worried. Please call me back. I love you.
End of message. Message deleted. Third message.
Marissa, this is serious. I need you to pick up the phone.
Message deleted. You have 1 saved message. First saved message.
Hey, babe, it's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go.
You remember that time drunk M dragged us all the way to that sketchy strip club?
How could I forget?
Drunk M was a menace, a fun menace, but good lord.
You remember that one stripper?
Oh, with a tattoo of her baby's face on her ass?
That place was so sketchy.
And that guy with M, what was his name?
No clue.
They dated for a few months. Garrett.
Garrett, right. Whatever happened to him?
Who knows? M got bored of him. Or maybe he ghosted her, but that was a fun night.
It was a memorable one for sure.
I'm still pissed they kicked us out. I mean, I get it, but it's insulting to get kicked out of a place like that.
Tell me about it.
But Garrett did put on a good show for the 30 seconds before they dragged him off the stage.
I think he had a lot of potential.
He was better than the actual strippers. M says that's why they kicked us out. They were jealous of how much he was making.
God, that was a wild night. How long ago was that?
Jeez, that was before we got engaged, 7 years ago?
I hope Garrett pursued his stripper dreams.
I think he was pre-med, actually.
Yeah, but we know his true calling.
Oh, our stripper names.
Do you remember them?
Well, there was Dysentery.
Was that Garrett?
Yeah. And you gave me the name Beef Cheeks.
Those cheeks are just so beefy.
Oh, never say that again. Do you remember yours?
No. I'll be honest, it's possible I wasn't entirely sober that night.
Shocker.
Maybe I should pick a new one.
No, you can't pick your own. Remember, your stripper name has to be bestowed upon you.
Oh, of course. You want to pick one for me?
Sure. I'll try to think of one before we talk again.
Speaking of, if you want, I can give you a call now and then.
You can call me? The app lets you do that?
Yeah. I thought about surprising you, but I figured I should check first.
Of course you can call me. That would be really nice.
Maybe I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Great. I'll talk to you then.
Oh, I didn't mean we had to end our call now.
Yeah, but I should get back to work. I'm slacking.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Beef Cheeks.
Ugh, what did I tell you?
I couldn't resist. I love you, babe.
Love you, Gabe.
Bye.
Gabe?
Marissa?
Oh, sorry. Who's this?
It's John, Gabe's friend. I left you some messages.
Oh, hey, John. How are you? I've been meaning to call you back.
Yeah.
So, how are you?
You said Gabe.
Hmm?
When you answered the phone, you said Gabe, like you expected it to be him.
No, I just...
You just what?
I got mixed up, is all.
Marissa, are you okay?
Yeah, of course, like I said...
Marissa, Gabe is dead, isn't he?
He's...
Isn't he?
I mean, you wouldn't have to ask if you had been at the funeral.
I'm sorry. I wish I'd known. I didn't hear... He died until after the...
Maybe if you'd kept in touch.
I know, but I've been trying.
And what about our wedding? You knew about that before it happened.
You know I wanted to come. I had a conference.
I just don't understand why you're calling now. What do you and I have to talk about? We met, like, twice.
I thought we could talk about Gabe.
Why? You missed his wedding, missed his funeral, missed the chance to talk to him.
You think I don't feel bad about that? I miss him. I already missed him, and then I heard...
I have better things to do than alleviate your guilt.
Marissa, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... I just thought...
What did you think?
I don't know what I thought. Why are you so mad?
You were a bad friend, John. That's why I'm mad.
I didn't...
Gabe loved you. He wanted you to be there.
You think I didn't want to?
I think...
Marissa, look, I didn't mean to...
I think Gabe is better off without you.
What?
Gabe is better off without you.
What the fuck does that mean?
You have 1 unheard messages. First message.
Riss, really? Please call me. No one's heard from you. I went by your house, but... Look, we're just worried. I know you've had a lot of...
Message deleted. You have 1 saved message.
Hello?
Hey, babe. It's Gabe. I missed you.
I missed you, too.
Doing okay, babe? You sound kind of down.
I'm okay. Mostly. I talked to John earlier.
Oh, yeah? How's he doing?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
We didn't really get to talk. When he called, I got excited because I thought it was you.
Yeah?
I ended up going off on him about not coming to your funeral or our wedding.
You've been having a hard time, babe. Maybe now wasn't the right time to talk to him.
No shit, but I said some things I can't take back. I'm still mad at him. I might always be mad at him, but...
You feel bad?
Yeah. I don't think you would like what I said. I know you still care about him.
It's not your fault. I'm sure he understands.
I'm not. I know he had his reasons for... It just pisses me off because he didn't make the effort.
It's not always easy.
You've always been too nice to people. Sorry. That's a stupid thing to say.
It's okay to be upset, babe.
I know. But I want to be more like you.
Doesn't everyone?
You're a really good person. You always were.
So are you. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise.
Should I call him back? He might not want to talk to me.
Maybe it would help if I talked to him. You should tell him about Medium.
He might not even answer if I call.
You don't have to tell him. What about my parents?
Your parents? You mean your mom?
Yeah. Does she know about Medium? I'd love to talk to her.
She's not exactly happy with me either.
That's too bad. Maybe some other time.
Maybe. Thanks for talking to me. I feel a lot better.
Always, babe.
Just hearing your voice makes me feel better.
I feel better every time I talk to you. I love you, babe.
I love you. I miss you so much. I wish you were here.
Me too, babe. We can talk anytime you want, anytime, as much as you need.
I know. Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye, babe. Hey, babe. It's pretty late, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't get to sleep.
You know you can call anytime.
I know.
Anything on your mind?
Just feeling lonely.
You're not alone. I'm right here.
Yeah. And...
What's that?
It's hard keeping up with people.
What do you mean?
Anytime I go out or like game night. It just feels like I don't belong there. It's not even that anyone did anything or said anything. Everyone's really nice.
Yeah.
I just, when I'm there, I don't know why I'm there. I don't have anything to say to them. And they don't understand about you, about any of it. I hate it.
I'm sorry. That sounds really hard.
It's like I have a secret I can't tell anyone. Talking to you, I mean... I don't think they'd understand.
Understand what?
How important it is to me to talk to you. I can't even tell Em. She wouldn't get it. I've been avoiding her.
That's why you're lonely?
Yeah, I guess. I have to talk to you, but I don't feel like I can talk to anyone else about you. I'm afraid they'll...
Have you tried talking to anyone else on Medium?
What do you mean?
I'm not the only one here. There's lots of people you could talk to.
You mean other...
Another dearly departed like me. Friends, relatives. You could talk to my dad.
Gabe, I've never even met your dad.
Better late than never. Seriously, though, you could talk to anyone you miss. I bet they miss you.
Yeah?
I miss you every time we're not talking.
Me too.
And then you won't be so lonely. You'll have more of us to talk to.
Yeah. Maybe.
And I'm sure a time will come when you'll feel okay telling our friends. More and more people use Medium every day. Just something to think about, babe. You doing okay?
Mm-hmm. Talking to you always makes things better.
That's because I'm amazing.
Yeah, you are.
So are you.
I love you.
I love you, babe.
I should probably try to sleep.
Probably.
Good night.
Remember, you can always call me anytime.
Thanks.
Good night.
Please enter your password. You have 0 unheard messages. You have 1 saved message. To listen to saved messages, first saved message.
Hey babe, it's...
Saved message deleted.
Hello?
Hey babe. Guess who?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You?
Not bad. I'm at the grocery store.
Should I let you go?
I can talk for a minute. I'm just grabbing a few things for dinner.
What you making?
I was thinking spaghetti carbonara.
Oh, babe, I miss your cooking so bad.
I bet you do.
Know what else I miss?
What?
Dad ass.
Yeah?
I miss that little jiggle it makes when I slap it. Makes me want to bend you over a table and...
Gabe, I'm in public.
Sorry, babe.
No, keep going. It's kind of hot.
Yeah? What are you wearing?
My yellow dress. The one with the purple flowers.
I like that one.
I know you do.
I wish I was behind you right now so I could watch you walking in it. I'd like to run my hand slowly up the inside of your thigh.
Oh, I miss your hands on me so much. Guess what I'm not wearing?
Galoshes.
What?
I bet you're not wearing galoshes.
Well, no, but...
I'm sorry. That joke was poorly timed.
It's okay. I need to finish shopping anyway.
I was doing my best to distract you.
I could tell. But maybe later, after I'm done shopping.
You know, there's this little device you can get. It connects to the app, and I can control it.
Really? We might have to look into that.
I'll let you run your errands for now, but I'll be thinking about you.
Same. I love you.
I love you. Bye, babe.
Bye. Oh, I was really a mess after the funeral. My whole life fell apart. All our plans. We were going to have kids soon. He just finished renovating the bathroom.
I'm so sorry, Marissa, honey.
But things have been a lot better lately.
God bless.
I've been reconnecting with so many people. It's really nice.
When I answered the phone and heard my little Marissa, and all grown up now, you know I'm always thinking about you and praying for you.
It's good to hear your voice again. Just hearing your voice makes me think of your pancakes. Makes me feel like a kid again.
Do you have the recipe? I must have written it down someplace.
Yeah, but they're not the same.
Memory is the sweetest seasoning there is. Bottle that, and you'd be a billionaire.
I missed you, Meemaw. Thanks for listening to me ramble.
You did no such thing. You've been through an awful lot.
Thanks, Meemaw.
You call me any old time. Don't be shy.
I won't. I love you.
I love you. Say hello to Gabe for me.
I will. Bye, Meemaw.
That was Medium, written by Matthew Morris. You heard the voices of Jack Townsend, Erica Durr, Pam Freshney, Matthew Morris, Helen Jacks, Helen Schmell, Eddie Lanius, Lady Delaney, Alicia Atkins, Andrew Ferrier, Ann Mammoth, James Lanius, Nicole Goodnight, Matt Standley, and Barbara Ann Walton. Thanks also to Sal the Psychic Guy, who sent us a story suggestion that led to this idea. You can find us online on your podcast feed, YouTube, or Instagram at The Snake's Paw or at thesnakespaw.com. You can also support the show on Ko-Fi. That's ko-fi.com/thesnakespaw. Thank you for listening.